All right, puzzles, Lego, and other Shabbos gaming issues. Actually, we're going to go in the order of puzzles, other Shabbos gaming issues, and then Lego if we have time. Lego is probably the most complicated of all of these. The biggest question out there. Lego put along with clicks. I don't think there's really a big difference between Lego and clicks. I just want to make sure we're all familiar with clicks.
Clicks.
They come in pieces like this. And you
click them together.
Click them together, and when you have like a bucket of 500 of them, you can make houses, or in our house, Sefer Torahs or Megillahs, as the season may declare.
So you lump them together in interlocking toys.
Yes.
Because
right.
Kinex is like that.
So we'll see. It could be Kinex. I'm not sure. Kinex or what? So Tinker. All right. Well, let's see if we can get there.
There's a whole lot of
Yes, there's a whole lot of those, and there may be a major distinction. And there is also a change, as we'll see, between Shmir Shabbos and Hilchos Shabbos, between one edition and the next. So let's see what we get to. So right, when we were growing up, it was this, and then the new edition came out, and
that's it.
Right. So with regards to puzzles. So puzzles is a I want to give the following introduction that when you first start learning, when I start learning these things in yeshiva, you come across these, and Mishra says tzarf lahachmir, or there's room to be machmir, there's a reason why one would be machmir, one would be strict, and there's a reason why one would be limited. So you don't really appreciate the need to be lenient until you have your own children, and until it's June, and it's and you have from 2 o'clock till 7 o'clock to figure out what to do, and it's raining outside, or Friday night dinner ends at 6, and now you have several hours of what to do. So yes, it'd be very nice to imagine, we'll sit and we'll learn Torah, and we'll have tish, and we'll sing, etc., but it doesn't always go according to plan. So to just sit back and to be machmir and say, there's reason to be strict on it, so there is also a reason to be lenient, that Shabbos becomes a major issue, not just when there's not so much to do, but there is also when they start listing off, I want to do this, and you start saying, well, you shouldn't do that, and you shouldn't do that, and you shouldn't do that. So that also lends to an issue and a challenge with regards to Shabbos. So with that introduction, all of these issues I could tell you that we'll discuss, there is room to be machmir. There is a reason why one would be machmir on this, and you can even find that there are those that publish in English. Do I have it here? The Laws of Muxava. I have one copy of it here that published that it should be that they should be usher. However, there's also room to be makel, and that's when you fall into this question, which we're not going to really discuss tonight, of when is it appropriate to be machmir, when is it appropriate to be makel, who does what, and who does whatever. But here we go. So with regards to puzzles, Rosham Toldos Kasufu, that the Rambam at the very end, and the Gemara I don't believe ever makes an indication of this, but the Rambam says that not only is it a problem to write letters, it is also a problem to make pictures. That if you draw pictures, making designs is also considered a violation of kosev. By the way, tonight we will be discussing the lachos of kosev, of bona, and then there's the issue of mashmiya kol that falls, that we'll discuss as well. Uvda d'chol, a couple of different malachos are showing up. So we're starting with the malacha of kosev, of writing. So ketza, what would that be? Haroshim reshamim v'tzuros b'kosel. So if you, a person who makes designs or creates form on a wall, uvesheshar, or in red color, I'm not sure why the Rambam picked that, but the yotzbehem kederach shatzarin roshvim harezachai mishum kosev, like the artists do. So it sounds like it's got to be somewhat serious. It can't just be, a couple of different things splashed together, although that might also be considered things that artists do. But anyways, that would be considered a violation. So making an image, drawing a picture, would be a violation of kosev. And the Rambam seems to be implying on a level of doraisa. That would be a biblical prohibition of kosev, even though you're not writing a letter, you're making pictures. And therefore, the opposite the Rambam adds in, and therefore, if you erase that, so that would be the malacha of mochik. That would be the malacha of erasing. So that the Bir Alacha actually.
She's looking at me. I went like this as you're saying Mohe.
Yes. So, the universal erasing sign. So, the Be'er Halacha actually points out that in one way, Kosev, the drawing of pictures, is actually more machmer than writing letters, and that in writing letters, you have to write two letters in order to violate the Yisur D'oraisa, and in order to draw a picture, probably only one picture is necessary. Just drawing a picture would probably qualify you for violation of this malacha. Okay, so then this malacha actually shows up in Simen Shin Mem, which is the way end of Hilchos Shabbos. It's kind of a perek, a Simen Shulchan Aruch of miscellaneous items. This happens to be one of the most prominent, not just because of the unique, not just because of the halacha actually quoted, but the implications that has for other types of halachos. So what is it here? Hamochik diyosh al haklaf, o shavu shal pinkas, that if you erase the ink that's on the parchment or the wax that's on the pinkas, my impression is one of those blackboards that people used. There's enough room to write two letters there, so then you would be chayef. Okay, that's not really our issue. Comes the Rama and then says, "Aser l'shaver uga shekasav aleha k'min osios." That this is not just a problem that erupted in the last couple of years, but people have been writing letters, words on birthday cakes since the time of the Rama. So he says it is prohibited to break a cookie or a cake that has on it letters. Even though you only want to eat it, that's considered a violation of mochik.
Yeah,
okay, so hence the idea has become to write it on a doily or to write it on a cookie. A cookie perhaps is better, as the Mishnah Berurah will say. But the truth is, that's not even so much our issue. We'll just talk about it shortly. The Mishnah Berurah says, even though it's not in order to write, meaning in order to violate the prohibition of write, of erasing, you have to be in order to write something there, it's still an Issur D'Rabbanan. It still is. And even though that's not what you want to do, right, what do you want to do when you bite into the cookie? You want to eat the cookie. So even though it's not what you want to do, still it's a psik resha va'asar after derabanan k'demucha b'simin shen yivav siftal. It's still going to be an isur derabanan because that's what's going to happen regardless. V'ayin the sefer dagel miravava, who wrote the sefer dagel miravava? The Noda B'Yehuda. So Noda B'Yehuda's commentary on the side of the Shulchan Aruch is called the Dogel Meravava. So he says, I don't know why should that be? Shemetzayit Lahakil, that he says one has the right to be lenient on this, and you could rely on him if necessary. The truth is, it's very hard. The Ramah is harder to understand than the Dogel Meravava. I mean, people get very uptight about this, and it's a prominent issue, but it's unclear why it really should be a problem if you go through Hilchos Shabbos in debt. But anyways, fine. Then the Ramah then has another thing. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes another idea, which actually comes from a tshuva of the Ramah. He says, what about the following issue? V'sefer shekasav alav b'roshei chodei dafyav osios otevos. What about, anybody know what he's talking about? That people write on the pages of the books.
The outside of the book.
Right, so if you have a book here and you write a name here. So he said, what about that? Yesh osrim. There are those that aser lefascha to open the book, v'nalan to close the book b'Shabbos. Da'idei hapsicha shover ha'osios. Because by opening the book, you're hence breaking the letters, right? V'havi kamochik, and therefore you're erasing. V'chein kishenolo, and then when you close the book, you're hence violating. Kosev, you're hence you're writing. So that is the suggestion that the Mishnah Berurah has. So for this reason, a couple of years ago, so Michael brought a whole bunch of Siddurim from Barak, which is very nice of Barak. I think they're getting new Siddurim, so they got us their old art school Siddurim, they all had Barak Hebrew Academy printed on the side. So I took a black marker and covered that all up. So it's not because I have anything against Barak, right? It's because of this Mishnah Berurah. Yesh lahachmir, those that are machmir, and therefore you'd have a problem of opening and closing those Siddurim on Shabbos. However, Avaldas HaRama B'tshuva L'Hakabazeh. The Rama says to be Mekel on this. V'chindas Harbi Achronim. And why? So V'taimam D'Kevan D'Asoy Lino Liftoach Tamid Leikabe Mishum Mechik V'Ksiva. Because that's what a book does for a living. Right? Books open and close. That's its purpose. So you can't tell me that you're writing and erasing. You're opening and closing a book. And that's how it works. That's the way the pages are set up. And therefore V'havi Kedelas Hadniskar V'Niftach. And you know what that's like? That's like like opening and closing a door. Are you going to tell me that when you open a door, you're destroying a house, then when you close the door, you're building a house? So obviously not. So because that's the way that it's used, therefore there's not going to be a violation to Ein Bo Mishum Binyan Nesir. There's no prohibition of building and destroying. V'chein ha-minuk. Right? And that seems to be the minuk. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be recording that the minuk is that it's okay to open such books. However, then he adds in, when we call makom nachum lahachmer kishyesh lo sefer achar. If you could get another book, so it's better to get the other book. There are other ways of to doing this as well. Most library books have this in it, so there are other ways of doing it. People put a piece of paper in between the thing before Shabbos, and that way you won't have the issue. There are other ways of solving the problem. But anyways, what is the Mishnah Berurah saying? He's saying the minog was to be makel on this. That's what people did, but it would be a good idea to be machmer. So that's where we are with regards to this.
So isn't this a parallel to the cookie? What's the cookie? That's two of us. What's the cookie's business? The cookie's business is to get eaten. The book's business.
Right, but the cookie's only going to get eaten once. Right, the book gets opened and closed. That's it.
Oh, okay.
It seems like he flips the idea from the sort of Jose to the sort of element.
Yeah,
actually. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't so to speak, erase the problem of Jose here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So what is he? What is it? Yeah. It's
really a decision about which malacha is it?
Yeah. So I think no. He's just making the following comparison, which is a chiddush when it comes to bona, and then extending it to kosev is also an additional chiddush, and that is that if something is not permanent, even though in theory it could be permanent, meaning there are plenty of books that stay closed for many years in a row. And there are many books that get closed on Shabbos that then get closed for many years in a row. So even though it technically could be permanent, it's not permanent. And that's the chiddush that he's making, and that's what he's then going to extend to books, to the idea of kosev and mochig as well. Right? That that's the way the book is set up, and therefore it's not really permanent. So that what he is saying is, / quoting from the Ramah, is saying that anything that's its use, that even though it's looking like you're putting it into this particular situation, you're now building, you're now writing, you're now erasing, and because that's something that's easily going to be reversible, you're not going to be in violation of the malacha. That's what he's saying. Now, you can already tell there's already a few steps here that are a little shaky. There are a few steps here that one could pull away. But that's the idea that he's building up. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has the following tshuva. This is like, someone was sitting in shul one day, and they noticed that there was a page, one of those page flipping things. Somebody said, hey, wait a second, why is that not a malacha of kosev? Why are you not writing these particular things? So actually, before we get there, let me just, with regards, so how does this then apply to puzzles? So if you're drawing a picture where the pictures then get broken up afterwards, so it sounds like it should be okay. So taking those block type of puzzles and making a picture out of them, so it sounds like that would be okay. The problem then is, okay, what about if it's a little bit more than that, right? Opening and closing a book, there's nothing to keep you from opening and closing the book again. When you make a puzzle, so puzzles have pieces that are fitting into each other, and they're in theory now interlocked. Perhaps that's even stronger than with regards to the books. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, not about puzzles that I know of, but he has about these page Turner type of things, right? But madas osios ksuvas kol echad b'neir achar zeh etzel zeh, that they are all written, they have these numbers that are written on papers one after another. B'shabas yimish b'zeh mishim kosev, there are a problem of kosev there. So yinei b'davar in mutter lahamid numbers, in case you're wondering what that word was, numbers, four, five words in, right? Ksuvim b'neiros miyuchados, where each paper is unique. Kol echad b'neir achar zeh etzel zeh, that each word, each one is being put next to the other. Kadesh yadu hatzibur be'ezah daf him tzvichim. Ata michashash ksiva v'chein listor michashash mechika. Right, to put it in place is a problem of ksiva, is a problem of writing, and then to remove them is then a problem of mechika, of then erasing. So he says hanachun lefiyani is daisy. In my humble opinion, dim enu mechaber es haos elah hamada ba'alma in bazeh mishum chashash. That if it's just being stood up there, So this sounds like it's the it's like the diver judges holding things up. But it sounds like anything that, or I would suggest hanging as well, meaning anything that's just being put up there and not being fastened into place in any way. So suggests Rav Moshe that that should be okay. And then he brings an interesting proof. Was if that would be a problem? Right? Then you would even have a problem with regards to the writing on a parochas. If you have the writing that the parochas is where it opens and closes, so then every time you're in violation of mechika. So the truth is, the Magen Avraham raises that point. It's not so clear. I'm Benishmas Adam. It's not really considered writing. Not with the maybe it's just sticking things and not putting together silver letters. Fine. But it's actually being held into place, so then that's going to be a problem. So that's perhaps
a that's a puzzle thing. Because if they're old and
well, for now place. Puzzles. For now puzzles. Puzzles is the topic, but we'll hold on a little bit for another application. So what does the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchos say? So he says mutter here in source number 4. Mutter l'sachek b'misachke osios v'tziyurim. It's permissible to play with games that have letters and images. Shebehem anichen osios ochelke osios ochelke t'muna zeli adze u'mitzarfin osam l'mila shlema o l'tmuna. And they are joined together to then form a full word. So to take, for instance. Bananagrams or Scrabble. We'll get to Scrabble in a moment. Scrabble might have additional problems, but bananagrams. Familiar? That's also a newer game. Okay, we got one in the room. Could have brought that. That's an easy one to bring too. But where you just taking? Oh, it's a good one.
They make a kids version. Yeah.
I have it somewhere.
Okay.
It's like the Scrabble tiles and bananagrams.
Yeah.
Steal from each other.
No. So you're not supposed to take from the other person. You're not supposed to. Dude. So lemila shlema olitmuna v'hu shelo yikva es hamila o es hatmuna b'miskeres, right? But you're not establishing the thing in a set place. V'gam in hachalakim hashonim mischabrim u'mizadakim ze b'ze. And they're also, they're not necessarily that the people pieces aren't different that are then being stuck to each other, as opposed to what? As opposed to when they are being stuck to each other. So when would they be stuck to each other? Perhaps when you're making a puzzle. So people quote this as the
Legos thing if you're stacking them up.
Hold off on Legos. But with regards to puzzles, so this is what's then quoted as being a problematic for puzzles, because you're now putting things into place in a way that's being set into place by other things surrounding it. So that is, so Yishomrim, that puzzles are then problematic. So if you take a look at source number 5, on the left side of the page, from Debe'er Moshe. Debe'er Moshe is a Debre Tzina Rav. He was a Rav, I believe, in Manhattan. For the end of the last and previous century. He certainly was up to date on the latest games, as we'll see. He says, Aval the Iker Nirisha Ainzek Siva Cloud. No, it's not really writing, even puzzle things. Vishari, Gam im Tochi Viripayun, Tochiva Ba'alma, Zebze, even if the things get fit into one another, may offer why? Shiadua Venira Venikr Shalischot Ba'alma Osim. Everybody knows what you're doing is playing a game. Right? Hatinok, Osin Hatinokus, Behem Rufuyan, Uvenekel, Benegia, Ba'alma mifarkin. They would be very easily broken apart. Ve'inan kaimin, they don't last. Ki omdim listor kedera chayaladim shabonim v'sosim amidim nisrakim. Right? That they get built and then they get taken apart. So what's his... So what's he saying? He's saying that, come on, yes, even though they are in theory permanent, in theory they could be left there for a long time, come on, everybody knows that it's going to be broken apart very, very soon. Unless what? Unless it's not going to be broken up very soon. And so if you get those 5,000-piece puzzles where you don't break them apart, chas v'shalom, rather you glue them together and put something on the wall, so that would probably be problematic to do on Shabbos. But the regular puzzles, even large puzzles, that you're as soon as they're done are going to be broken up, so he is saying that should be permissible. So that's the puzzle issue. So puzzle, yish makom lahachmer. There is room to be machmer on it, but there is also room to be makel on it.
Question.
Yeah.
If you put it together on Shabbos, are you allowed to then take it apart on Shabbos?
For sure you're allowed to take it apart on Shabbos. Yeah. Right, the problem might be I'm not going to take it apart for another week. Right? I want to leave it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Right? That becomes more of an issue. I think if it's a one-day thing, so I think then there's certainly what to rely on to be makel.
Are we going back to Scrabble? Or
okay, so the next word is about Schok Scrabble. But the game of Scrabble. Lefi Masha Shamati, Sheishman Min Echa Chetochkim Bechazaka Haosio Zeitzel Zed. There is actually something that holds the letters next to each other. Veosim Tevu Shleos and make full words. Ade Smichas Haosio Zed Zed, Vadai Tov Maod Lamona Mized. It's a good idea to stay away from that. What is he talking about? So this is the Nafka Mina between?
Well, there's a board that has a. That has borders.
Oh, right.
So he's, cool
so he's describing this is a nafka mina between old school Scrabble and deluxe Scrabble.
Right.
Deluxe Scrabble when things are being held in place. So then that's he suggests it's problematic. And the truth is, you look around, that's what everybody seems to make that distinction that the Scrabble pieces that could be held. Now, what's the difference between that and a puzzle? I mean, in theory, you can dump the Scrabble thing over, and you can also dump the puzzle over.
The difference is, though, that. With Scrabble pieces, they could be connect with different things. I mean, you can make different kinds of words.
Well, what's the difference?
It's not as permanent if.
If you're adding.
He's being more strict about Scrabble than
you.
So what's the difference between the two? The difference between the two is that I think with a puzzle, there's nothing underneath it, right? In a puzzle, it's. It's not its own structure. With regards to the Scrabble, you're actually building a structure with letters on it, and that's why many point out.
All right, so you know the little puzzles for little kids that actually have the board. I mean,
oh, the border.
It's a wooden puzzle.
What are we talking about?
Puzzles.
Okay.
So it's a wooden puzzle. It's for young kids, and they pull.
Yeah, but there you're not making a picture at all. I mean, there you're just putting in a
like the five piece ones.
Yeah, but they have five piece ones where you actually make a picture.
Makes a picture,
and it has and it's wood, and it's a frame
held into place.
You turn it upside down.
Sure is.
Well, so it's a Scrabble.
I've never seen this deluxe Scrabble.
Well, the truth is, we're mocking not to buy the deluxe Scrabble, so I couldn't bring it in.
So you won't see it.
What am I going to ask between the deluxe and
Scrabble?
It's like a plastic board that you place the tiles in individual formed boxes
board. It's defined where the spaces are.
Yes.
You run your hand across
right.
it. Sure. There is a thin, short border around each tile space. So you're actually putting the tile into a small cavity. You took the board and shook it like this, they would just rattle around it in place.
So it's only the deluxe.
There's a little wall sitting. Each tile is in a little wall.
Okay, so it's only the deluxe Scrabble.
Yes.
But that would be very much like a toddler.
Right. So I, with a lot of these things, who exactly is playing these games? Right. So that also, I think, factors in. I'm not sure what happens in your house. In our house, only the really little kids play with the.
Yeah, but then mommy has to help them because they can't find the.
So you don't have to. But if you put it, what happens if mommy puts it in? That's not a good thing.
Right.
They don't let the mommy let it in. So besides the fact that they have their own issues as three-year-olds, they also have Hilchos Shabbos that they're worried about. And they don't want mommy to put it in. They'll put it in themselves. That's a good point. I didn't see that discussion, probably because there aren't really teenagers looking to play with those puzzles. But there are teenagers looking to play with Scrabble.
Right.
He adds in one more, and then we'll get back to both of these issues. It's about Haschok Monopoly, if you're wondering what that said. Right? Ain less early Tinokos. So that's not prohibited for Tinokos. He doesn't get into it. And he says, and even if they're playing with Scrabble, so you don't necessarily fight it out. Okay. Says the so what are some of the other issues then with regards to the Scrabble? So besides this issue of Kosev, there's another issue. So in the Laws of Muksa, which I think one more left, which we don't have here, in Rabbi Bodner's Laws of Muksa book, so this is taken from there. He says, playing with games which involve keeping score is prohibited on Shabbos and Yontif. Since one normally keeps score when playing Scrabble, one may not play on Shabbos even if no score is kept. The Scrabble set being used primarily for non-permanent use is considered a klishe melachtel iser, meaning because he holds you're not allowed to play Scrabble, so then all of a sudden the Scrabble game is now muksa. But okay, let's just back up a second. Where did he get this from? Games which involve keeping score is prohibited. So there is an idea that we don't we don't buy things on Shabbos. Why? Shema Yichto. We're concerned you're going to go ahead and write. So he seems to be extending that. Now, that footnote, I couldn't figure out where that footnote was going to. I don't know if he has any source for this. But what he's suggesting is that any game that's going to require keeping of score, now, I don't know if that means playing ping pong and keeping score by head, but what he's saying is with Scrabble, where the scores are 300-400 and you really need to figure out a way to keep good score. So he says that it's usher. I don't know what his source is. It's odd that he would make such a rule, but that's his suggestion. So what is the way of keeping score on Shabbos? Those that play Scrabble on Shabbos, you take a book.
And
you
put the page number.
Taking cards.
Taking cards. Okay, you could do. Oh, I never heard of the cards.
Actually, we use the page turner thing from the show.
I mean, you turn to the page 300.
Right. Okay. So that's the way. That's the way we do it. So what's he saying? Saying, well, usually when you play this game, you're playing the game and you're keeping score by writing it down. Now the problem is, well, how often? When is this game most often played? At least in our homes.
Shabbos.
Right. So I don't know where he got this. Kind of from. I think the minhag is to do it. I'm surprised that he put it in print like that, sort of unqualified as far as I could tell. And I'm not even sure it's true. For a couple of weeks ago, we had this fellow here who was staying for Shabbat family and their kids who came from a sophomore background. And he told me that in the yeshiva that his kids go to, who went to Hasidish Cheder, still in the Hasidish Cheder, they're not allowed to wear yarmulkes with a letter on it. Right? We used to have the names. Now names aren't allowed because of we're concerned about them being abducted. Now they're not even allowed to have a letter on it. So why are you not allowed to have a letter on it? So he told me because the Rebbe, I asked why not? He said because it's Goyish. I said, really? Can you find me one guy walking around with a yarmulke with a letter on top of their head?
A letter on it, yeah.
Whatever. But that is his suggestion. Okay, so that is one issue. One issue of keeping score. So I don't know where what his source is for that. Another issue that he raises here is Tov Lehemna Misachkim Shebehem Mishtamshim Bekesef Medoma. So what about right? So the Debrecen Rav, the Bear Moshe Monopoly, it's fine. What would potentially be a problem?
So was the issue that really one of Bonin with the deluxe
Scrabble is I would suggest it's a co-savish. I mean, that's the way it's being talked about.
It's a co-savish, but you're still writing whether you're playing deluxe Scrabble or not, or regular Scrabble.
Right, but you're not writing in a permanent way.
Not permanent.
Right. Okay. So assuming you agree with that extension, so then that would be here. Yeah.
Somebody tell me you can't play Monopoly of money.
Okay, so he said Monopoly is okay. The Spear Shops Kehilchos talks a little bit about money here, and he says, Tov lehem la misachkim shebehem ishtamshim bekesef edoma. That it's better to not to play games where you're talking about money. If you go misachke ha-rikos, I'm not sure, I don't know what that is, v'hu adin legabi kol misachke sh'asui l'arviyachol hafsid. Any game which is you're gaining or losing, go misachik asvivon, or misachik zugo, like you're playing with a dreidel, or other types of things.
Zug is dice.
What?
Zug is dice.
Zug is dice, because the next line is misachik kuvio, which I thought is dice.
Okay, maybe.
Okay, so... So things that involve money. However, in the footnote here, he quotes from Rishon. Now, what exactly is that money being used? Is that money that's part of the game, or is it actually like gambling? So I can't imagine he would even entertain the issue of gambling. So it was unclear to me what he meant by that. But in the footnote, he's talking about play money. And he quotes from Rishon Mazalman that gave it the law of Kesef Mamish. It's not real money. Sharin Bechol Gavni. So Rishon Mazalman holds it smother. So again, you could certainly make a case that it would be either not Shabbistic, maybe even worse than not Shabbistic. But Shlomo Zalman Yishal Mi Lismuch. Now, with regards to this 5-second rule game, so that I have here is source number 8. Now, this I couldn't find anyone explicitly talking about the 5-second rule. It's a little newer, but again, if you turn this thing over. Right, so in theory, that's supposed to be 5 seconds, and that tube going down the middle is like it's supposed to be 2.5 seconds, but apparently we've been using it too much. So yeah, I think it used to be longer than that. So is that then a problem on Shabbos? What would be the problem of this, using this on Shabbos, of mush
Music?
Of making noise, right. There's a prohibition of making noise on Shabbos. So is it? Okay, so the first time I was asked about this, we were at a family bar mitzvah, and I think I had, and we were in shul the whole afternoon, and I think I was kind of falling asleep on a chair someplace, and Yeshua came and like pulled me awake, says, are we allowed to do this on Shabbos? And so I thought it was okay. My initial reaction was, I think it's okay, although I wasn't really sure why. I'm still not really
so
completely sure.
Where's the noise coming from? What's it? Is it just from
the noise is coming from these beads falling down this thing, and there's also a thing inside that that is air is going through it as it goes down and making.
Alan, didn't you ever have one of those cans that you turn upside down?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. They used to have those things like this, right?
No.
So that's so is that a problem of Shmiyakol? So what exists? So how does the Shmir Shatzke Hilchasa define Shmiyakol? So Bekelim Hamiyuadim Lehishmas Kol Asur Lishamish, that things that are set aside for Hashmas Kol Ar Asur Lashmiya Kol Kol Shehu, any sound that comes from it Afshar Lo B'Derek Shir, even if it's in the, even if it's not in a way of a song. And therefore became a muksaim, and therefore these things are going to be muksa, etc. So, is that what this is? Is this for the purpose of the kol? What are we trying to get from this?
The timing.
The timing of it. Right. So that's why I'm not so sure about that it should be a problem with Shmuel's kol.
It's a fancy timing.
Right. So that is my havamina. I am inconclusive on this for now.
Something to rebut on the hakel. How do you know?
Right. So that's the other side. The other side is, well, you mean the only way of knowing the time is the noise. But that's not really what I'm. That's not my goal. Well, my goal isn't to hear the noise. My goal is really to get something out.
All bearings running down the inclined plane.
Yeah.
Not the.
Well, both of them. Well, they're
that
both.
That doesn't last the whole time.
Okay, but it's
right?
Still.
So the idea is that you know the time is up when the ball bearing has reached the bottom.
Correct. Right.
Well, yeah. Well, then what?
So
the sound is inherent in the end goal. Without
right.
The sound, it's not going to be a timer.
Correct. That's without the sound, it's not going to work.
Unless you look at it and see that it's coming down.
The truth is, right, the truth, there is another method of figuring out when you see the things that reach the body without the noise. So Alan thinks that we should be machmir on the 5-second rule.
Yes. Especially with that noise. I mean, I don't know what you...
Yes, I am not convinced that you have to be machmir on the 5-second rule. So, okay, anyway, so that is, those are the easier issues for the night. With regards to Lego and clicks, things get a little bit more... complicated. There is a rule that the Gemara tells us. The Gemara is discussing a door that comes from the Sheda Teva Omigdal, from a crate or from a closet or a barrel, and he says you're allowed to take off the door, but you're not allowed to put it back. That's what the Braisa tells us. V'shalul shel tarnagolim, but if it's part of the tarnagolim, you're not even allowed to take it off. Why? So the Gemara explains that when it comes to the tarnagolim, when it comes to the chicken coop is attached to the ground. So therefore you're going to be more strict about that. However, I skipped the El Amar Rava, but Rava says Kasavar Ein Binyan Bekelim has a dispute, and then we decide that we don't apply the rules of Bona. The prohibition of Bona does not apply to Kelim. Vein Stira Bekelim doesn't apply. The destruction also doesn't apply to Kelim. The Gezeir Shema Yitaka. However, why can't you put it back then? You can't put it back because you're concerned that you might make it too tight. So already, you're afraid you're going to tighten it in, or wedge it in. Yitaka, I think, is translated as wedging it in. So you already see a little bit of a crack. Well, I'm not sure that's the best word. No pun intended. You already see a little bit of a crack in this rule. But what is the rule? The rule is Ein Binyan Bekelim. The prohibition of Bona doesn't apply to a kli. That this Gemara exists, that statement exists in Shas. I don't know, probably 4 or 5 times in different contexts. So this is one of those several contexts. So that could then solve all the problem. We've quoted this Gemara before. I'm not sure if this one or one of the other 5 times that it's quoted. But this is where the sugya of opening packages on Shabbos starts from, right? That emanates from this halacha. Is there an issue with regards to Kalim? So that would sound like we could end that year and this year very quickly by saying, well, Ein Binyan B'Kalim, it doesn't apply. However, there are plenty of other Gemaras that seem to imply that it does. And here is one of them. Sina do amr ki aitana desanya milvanos hamita, that when you have a socket of a bed, the charos hamita, or the legs of a bed, the luchuyayim shel skiva, or it's translated as crossbow, the nuts of a crossbow. So lo yasu, you're not allowed to put them in place. V'im hiksir patr aval aser. And if you do, it's patr aval aser. It sounds like some kind of temporary bed that they used to put together. So not high risers. I thought, wait a second, does that mean high risers are then a problem as well? So high risers are not a problem. High risers is only one thing. There's no, you don't have multiple pieces to a high riser. High risers, it's just a high riser, and therefore it's okay. But with regards to this, if you have multiple pieces putting it together, is that then a problem? So then, it says it's only an issur derabanan. V'lo yitak, and don't tighten it. V'im tak, and if you do tighten it, you're chayav echatas. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer, however, im haya roughly, if it is loose, so then it is permissible. So we have this three-tier hierarchy. If it's loose, it's okay. If it's put together so that it holds you up, it sounds like then it would be a problem. And if you tighten it in to make it somewhat permanent, although I might be leaning to one shita, but if you're leaning it in, so tightening it in, so then that might even be an iser d'oraisa. So now this is where the sugya is of different pieces being put together. So whether they be clicks or whether they be Lego pieces, you're taking pieces and you're constructing some type of vessel. So you can take these and make a little bucket out of them. All of these have been done. You can make these and turn it into a gun with a pipe through. Right? So these are all, we've experienced all of these ideas as demonstrated, right? Hmm?
It's guns. We have this whole thing. Kids will make guns.
Yes.
We don't have guns at schools. So when they start playing, oh,
it's a no-gun zone.
You're playing fireman. You're making a hose.
Hose, okay. So guns / a hose. In the Appel's house, it would be a hose. In the gross house, it's we can't fool. Yeah. So says the. All right, so and then Shulchan Aruch records this. So Shulchan Aruch records this. Mita shel prachim. We have a bed of pieces. Asu lachsiro dakim. I'll let us stick them in. V'im taka chayv chatas. And if you do, you're chayv chatas. V'im he, if it's supposed to be loose, then it's permissible, as long as you don't tighten it. And then he comes with another thing. What about a kos shel prachim? I don't know what this is, because generally when you have cups that have multiple pieces, they don't work as cups very well. But this is some kind of rebuildable cup. Mutter lefarka ulachziru b'shabbos. You're allowed to break it apart and put it together on Shabbos. V'ishvi shomer, then no. Shedina kos kedin hamita. It's like the bed, in which case you shouldn't. V'im dark ulios mehudak. And the Rama adds in, if it makes it tight, afagav da achshav rafa, even though now it's loose, it's going to be us regardless, lest you go ahead and tighten it.
So I'm trying to connect this to Bona at all, whether you're building something with this, if it's loose,
mm-hmm.
it's not.
So, how does one?
It's tight.
Yes, so if it's loose, it's not considered bona. If it's, and that's probably according to many Rishonim, what the Gemara meant by in binyan b'kelim. Just because it's formed something, it doesn't mean that it's actually a binyan bona. But if it's something that actually is tight and then can hold itself for a while,
the Legos are tight.
So then it's okay. Okay, so hold on a second. So what about with regards to the... So what does the Mishnah Berurah say about this? The Mishnah Berurah says a few things, but then the underlying part says, Kasav Magen Avram, the Kosu Shalan, are cups, Hasuyim B'charitzim Saviv, that actually have a ridge around the outside, Umehudakim B'chozek, Umehudakim B'chozek, and hold each other, hold itself well, L'chuli Alma Aser. What's he talking about? So it sounds like it's some kind of things that like screw into place in order to form a cup. If that's the case, if it's screwing into place, so then it's going to be aser. However, what else do we do on Shabbos that screws into place and we don't seem to have any problem screwing and unscrewing that thing that could be held in place?
Wine.
A corkscrew?
A bottle cap. Right? A bottle cap's right. Come in and off, and they could be held there for a very long time. He says, V'kisui ha-kelim, bottle caps, the cover for kelim, afilim asuya kachim, that's the way it's made, shari, dahasim, ein asuyim, l'kiyim, rak, l'foskum, l'sagran, tam. That's not meant to be permanent, rather to be opened and closed regularly. So then you are raised with the question, okay, so you take a look at a clicks, or you take a look at Legos, so is that a bottle, or is that a bottle cap?
Depends.
Right? Depends.
It could
depend.
So, well, it depends how long you intend to keep it together, too, I guess.
Yeah.
like these fancy ones that you put together once and they sort of
And they say, I don't want you to take it apart.
Fancy pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I want to save it to show my friend on Sunday.
Oh, okay. So they're showing their friend on Sunday and then they're showing their friend in 2 months when they come in from vacation. So with regard, Shmir Shavsky Hilfusa doesn't talk, well, at least at first, didn't talk specifically about Lego. He talked about something called Avnei Pella. Anybody familiar with what these are? Those with Israeli grandchildren? Have you seen Avnei Pella? Wonder blocks? Not sure what he's referring to. Okay. But it probably sounds a lot like Lego. So in the Shmir Shavs Gehilchasa that I have and that I use, it says, Ein limnoa sayiladim livnos bekuvya uva Avnei Pella. Don't keep them from doing these, from building these things with the Avnei Pella. Al kol minehem, avali nish tzorach l'chabres hachalakim bebaragim o letokam zebezahetiv aser. But if there's a reason to connect them together with screws or to somehow make them tighter together, so then that's going to be prohibited. That's all that the Shmir Shavsky Hilchasa says here in the footnotes as well. So these are the footnotes that I have here. So the Shmir Shavsky Shlomo Zalman seems to be pretty makel on these things. However, in the newer edition, which is what you have on this page, they add in the line. Now, this Shmir Shavsky Hilchasa was published. This edition was published in Tufshin Lamites, which is what, 40 years ago. So 40 years ago would get us to 1970. That's the copyright. Hold on, can't get this that old. 1977 or so. So Shlomo Zalman was nifter in the 90s. So it is possible that he got involved later on. And this line all of a sudden mysteriously appeared without footnotes. He says, "V'lachein ein lesachik v'livnos ba'avnei Lego o b'chelkei clicks." The Chedoma.
No.
Says, and therefore you shouldn't play with Lego and you shouldn't play with clicks. Shareihim niskayim zebezebechoska, because they hold each other in very, very well. Now, how do they hold each other in very, very well? So clicks, I mean, they could hold each other pretty well. There is a mechanism that actually keeps it in place. Mm-hmm. With regards to Lego, though, it doesn't exist. Right? The Legos aren't.
And some of them are really impossible
to get apart.
Okay. How do they do it? Right, but there's nothing extra there. So what is he talking about? So the suggestion is out there that Rabbi Fluke suggested this, that it could be that there are Lego pieces that have screws and things that kind of tie into place. There are sets, a castle set with a drawbridge. So that's not going to just use blocks, that's going to use other things.
They actually now do have like the ball and a socket and...
Yes. So Legos have advanced significantly since... But my Lego. I don't know.
I mean, just regular Legos that you put together and they have the little old-fashioned Legos, they hold up pretty well. I mean...
They hold together pretty well, but I would assume so do the Avnei Pella. The Avnei Pella also perhaps hold together very well. It could be that what he's adding in here is that, no, Legos that actually have some type of screw mechanism that are put into it, so that perhaps could make it worse. So I just Googled Lego Shabbos to see what I came up with, and of course, what was the first thing that came up with? Apparently you could buy a Lego Shabbos set. The first thing.
No.
That's not allowed.
No.
You can check it out. It's Black Friday is over, but nevertheless, it's so Cyber Monday. But nevertheless, you might be able to find it.
Of course, a fake look.
I didn't look that carefully. But just you could do the same Google search I did, and you'll come up with the same results, I'm sure. So Legos again, leave as a question. I would just add with regards to adults playing it. I mean, again, there's children, then there's middle-aged children. Children, pre-bar mitzvah children,
and
then there's post-bar mitzvah children. So the truth is, most Legos and stuff like that, once they turn bar mitzvah, I think they are less into the... I think Lego kind of ends at around age 11, 12, from what I can tell. No, you think it goes further?
If you're going to be an engineer...
My daughter will sit for hours and hours...
Still. Okay. But my concern is doing it with my children. So I think putting pieces together here and there, that's not necessarily building a clee. Building a clee is when you build the project. So if the kid is putting together the project and you're helping with an individual piece, so that perhaps is more of a reason to be makel.
So if you're making that structure according to the diagram, maybe that's what you're saying. Like, just Just to do like a freeform Lego is okay.
Freeform Lego, like we're doing right here with the clicks, yes. But freeform Lego, we're actually building something. I mean, just because the instructions are made that way doesn't necessarily mean... doesn't necessarily equate other structures you may make. In fact, there's actually a reason perhaps to be machmir when it comes to Legos, and that is because every time you build it, you are building a new creative thing. Yeah, as opposed to the book, you're opening and closing the same letters. Here you're creating a new type of thing every different time. So that would have to be a reason to be strict with regards to Lego.
So would you be strict with a child who's approaching bar mitzvah?
I think with this kind, when there's reason to, so much reason to be makel, I mean, there's reason to be machmir, there's reason to be makel. So that would be the kind of thing that I would say, and I haven't necessarily formulated this policy yet. I think doesn't really do Lego anymore. But I think it would be, after your bar mitzvah, maybe you should stop building big Lego structures.
Wooden blocks are not a problem at all then.
Right, wooden blocks are not a problem at all.
What did you say about magnet blocks?
Yes, I was wondering about magnets. I didn't see anything about anyone talk about magnets.
You know what? They fall apart if you hold them up. In other words, it's a structure while they're on the floor, but generally you can't move them.
Okay, those magnet tiles.
They fall apart.
Right.
Now, there's magnet blocks.
But there's different types of magnets that are out there. How does magnets fall in here in terms of molecules in general? That's a good question. I don't know. Velcro also is one of these things.
This is really going to show that you probably don't even know about these because it was so long ago. You know about the pocket beads that you can make necklaces? Yeah. It's beads.
Yeah, I remember that. I think there's two reasons I don't know about them.
You're wrong gender.
But a daughter who might, you make jewelry. I think that would be totally not, because you're making jewelry.
If it's permanent jewelry.
But then you can pop it apart.
It depends on what is normally done. Is it normally done to make such jewelry that you'll keep, or is it normally done so that it will just waste away? Yeah.
Based on some of the things that we've discussed, so a game like Marble Works. Build this whole superstructure.
Correct.
Marbles can then travel through and down and around, whatever. So there, the pieces don't fit together tight.
Right.
Right. So it would seem like that would be then we could be makel on using
Correct.
A toy such as that because of how the structure is put together. And so that's one. A game like Mancala, which is you move little tiles or beads around,
right.
But they go into a well, so they go into a very specific place, but it's not intended to hold them there like
Correct.
Deluxe
right.
Scrabble. So that right. would be permissible.
Definitely so, yes. Oh, I thought you were about to get to this.
You can come up with something that's us or not. No, it's just things, but categorically about different types of toys, where these are things where you might think, I can't use that because of this issue, but in fact, the restrictions are fairly specific. So it really has to do with, it seems like what we came down to is even the issues of kosher were permanence
Correct.
In the writing.
Right.
And that those things that had to do with Bonet were that they could be made very, very permanent versus clearly...
Yeah, and its way is to be kept permanent. I mean, even Legos, you take them apart, in theory. You hope that you should be taking them apart at some point. So, again, there's reasons to be... You'll find people to be machmir on this, including on the pages of English Shabbos books. But I think there is room to be makel.